This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
With Lindsay and Daisy. It's Daisy's turn to tell a story now.
All right. If you strap yourself in for this story because you're about to feel like a massive underachiever. So, a 17-year-old from Brisbane has swum the English Channel twice.
Oh, yeah.
So, they did it one way last year and they did it within 11 hours and 52 minutes. They've now swum it twice this year. In 22 hours and 37 minutes. Just sit there with that for a moment. Over 22 hours of swimming. The 17 from Brisbane, it's absolutely freezing cold water. So Brianna said the last 30 minutes, she could feel her body starting to like shut down and get quite sore but the adrenaline kicked in because she knew she was nearly done and nearly there. So that's all that got her through the last bit. But it's so cold, she lost a whole layer of her tongue.
What?
Yes, I don't know why. I tried to look more into this, but I must just be
that
a thing that happens
in cold water.
I don't
need
water.
Any more detail.
She had to battle jellyfish. She also had to get fed through a tube because it was too cold and didn't have enough time to like just eat like in a regular chewing kind of way, I guess. And then now that she's back, so her body's been through so much and has been in cold water for so long that the whole thing, so her throat swelled up, her whole body is like aching so much that she can't like sit down or lie down and sleep. And so she couldn't even enjoy the big old pizza that she was craving afterwards because she's lost a layer of her tongue, her throat swelled up, and her whole body is just in so much pain.
Did she break some kind of record? Like, I have to wonder, is it all worth it?
Well, she broke her own record in the one-way distance. So she beat the 11 hours, 52 minutes this time. She clocked in at 11 hours and 5 minutes with the one way. Mm-hmm. But then the two way, within what I've read, no, it doesn't say that she's beaten any kind of. She is the second youngest to ever have done it. So that's an achievement. I mean, the whole thing is just an achievement in itself. But in terms of like titles, she's second youngest to do this. But who knew? Brisbane.
Yeah, that's why.
Killing it.
Because you would be, because you're constantly moving, there's only so much food in a tube that you could be getting. Like, presumably she is burning more calories than is possible to take in.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's incredible. I, at the start of the year, joined a new gym when I moved to a different suburb, and one of the big selling points of the gym was that it had a pool, and I had this vision of myself that I would get into swimming.
Yeah.
And I would be, you know, not obviously swimming the English Channel, but maybe a proficient swimmer. I've not been swimming once.
Yeah.
It's hard.
We all get this image of ourselves as great swimmers, we're going to become a swimmer, but
swimming is really hard.
It's also incredibly boring for our short attention spans because you can't listen to music, you're not looking at anything. So like when you go for a run, as you've gotten addicted to, you can like at least see some scenery, but you are staring at the bottom of a pool, that stupid black line, listening to nothing but the own thoughts in your head. It's just not ideal.
And the English Channel as well, I don't know if it's a particularly scenic area of ocean, but it's not like you're going snorkeling where you can look around and see the different fish.
I mean, I guess you'd just be looking out for the danger of jellyfish, like it said, but that's not a relaxing, fun time, trying not to get stung so that you can make it.
Congratulations to Brianna.
Good on her. Yeah. 17! I've done nothing with my life and I'm 28.
Was that a school holidays, I wonder? Come back to school on the first day. Well, I went to SeaWorld. I went to, you know, the Gold Coast.
I swam to from England to France and back. Crazy.
Yeah.
What a legend.
Keep an eye out for her, I reckon.
Such good swimmers up there in Brisbane.
Apparently.
Yeah. Amazing.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.